there. I am. Sorry, are you going down? I didn't expect to see anyone use these stairs. Like, nobody usually uses these stairs. I'm not in the way. Sorry, nobody really comes to my stairs. I mean, they're not my stairs. They're the building stairs. I don't own the stairs. I just come here a lot to just sit here. I'm sorry. Are you sure you don't want me to move? No? You don't? Okay. You're not going anywhere, or? Oh, you came to sit too. Oh, well, here, I'll move over here, and we can sit together. Here, right there, if you'd like. I don't want to force you to sit next to me, but you don't mind? Cool. Hi. Sorry, I just... Hi. How are you? Good. I'm glad you're good. How's today been? If you don't mind me asking. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It is Valentine's Day. I just remembered that. I don't really pay attention to, like, the date. Really, whenever, like sometimes I forget that, like, is it Monday, is it Tuesday, or is it Wednesday? I kind of just let people remind me. So, wow, it's Valentine's Day today. Huh. Well, what are you doing here? You don't have someone special to spend it with? Oh, I didn't mean to sound like that. I'm sorry. I don't really talk to a lot of people. That's why I go to the stairs. It wasn't offensive. I usually come to the stairs to get away from people, and it's probably not healthy, but I think sometimes it's nice to take a break from the world, you know? And just kind of reflect on life. Not that there's really much to reflect, but, you know, it's just nice to sit in silence alone for a bit, you know? Because, you know, we all need a break, and we all find comfort in different things, and my comfort is just sitting alone on a staircase, away from everyone, and listening to the plumbing. Yeah, you can really hear it in here. I think that's because the water heater is, like, right there. I think. I don't know. I don't really check. Yeah, you didn't have any plans today? Or anything? No. You don't like Valentine's Day? Why not? It's a day of love and affection. And what do you mean that's all fake? Love isn't fake. No, come on. Come on. No. Yeah, I get that Valentine's Day is a huge corporate scam to make more money off of flowers and chocolate and, you know, little charms on your bracelet, but there's some good to it, at least. You know, like, here, let me tell you, like, a few, like, fun things I learned about Valentine's Day. Did you know that the first Valentine was sent from a prison in 1415? Yeah, it was from this, like, French guy, and I think he was, like, a duke or something. He was in prison for, I don't know, but, like, he sent it to his lover, and I think the words on that Valentine were, "I am already sick of love, my very gentle Valentine." I mean, I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it was romantic back in 1415. the first Valentine. And, you know, lots of proposals are saved for Valentine's Day. I think that's really sweet. Like, I think people get proposed to more on Valentine's Day than any other day. Oh, you know what's really cute? You know the play Romeo and Juliet. Well, everybody knows Romeo and Juliet, so of course you would know. Well, it takes place in Verona, Italy. So every year on Valentine's Day, people send, like, Valentine's Day cards in Verona, Italy, and they address it to Juliet. I mean, that sounds a bit romantic. Or at least romantic in, like, a artistic kind of way, or a literature kind of way. I've read a lot of Shakespeare. He's one of my favorite playwrights, which is, I know, basic, but I mean, I really like Shakespeare. Especially one of my favorite plays is Merchant of Venice. It's pretty controversial and problematic, but it opens a lot to question, you know? You know, Valentine's Day is one of the biggest holidays for giving flowers. Yeah, like, people buy so many flowers on Valentine's Day. But I think it's the second biggest holiday for flowers. You know what the first is? Mother's Day. Yeah. So, people buy a lot of flowers on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. Which I think is pretty neat. I think your mother deserves flowers, yeah. I don't think my dad likes flowers. I think he'd kill them. I don't know. You know, red is the most attractive color? It is. Like, it's the most vibrant, attractive color. Literally anybody can wear red, it just makes them more attractive. Right? Oh god, I'm wearing red. I'm wearing red pants. I just looked down and I just realized. Well, am I more attractive? Don't answer that, please. Oh god. I actually do really like red. It's my favorite color. You know? You know, some people say I say red wrong. Like I enunciate more on the D, and you're not really supposed to do that, apparently. It's weird, but, you know, it's whatever. I'll learn how to say it right eventually, I guess. Well, that's all I really know. I'm gonna be honest, most of that I just Googled. Yeah. Or it was forced onto me by a friend. You know, hell, a lot of my friends just tell me weird random facts about random things, and I hang on to that instead of learning and paying attention in class. And yeah, I retain information kind of weirdly. Maybe that's a good thing, because, like, I got to share it with you. And, you know, I filled up the awkward silence. And I feel a bit more comfortable now. If you don't mind, I'm just gonna drink some water. Okay, so I lied to you. That wasn't water. That was Mountain Dew. But that doesn't change the fact that water is good for you. It's very good for you. Also, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, it is a Mountain Dew Code Red. I lied to you again. It's a regular Mountain Dew. Again, I didn't know today was Valentine's Day. But again, water is good for you, and you should drink it. Anyways, I know you may be feeling kind of down on Valentine's Day because, you know, it's lots of people will say, oh, it's about loving your partner, and you may not have a partner. You may feel sad about that, but you don't need a partner to make you happy. I mean, a partner is nice, but you don't need one. You are in charge of your own happiness. And I'd hate to see you be down about that. When I'm sure you're an amazing person. And just because there's not someone right now doesn't mean that there won't be someone later. But there's no need. Instead of celebrating being with someone else, celebrate yourself. Or, you know, Valentine's Day isn't just about lovers. It can be about friends, too. You know, like in Latin American countries, this is another Valentine's Day fact. They celebrate Valentine's Day a bit differently. They call it El Día del Amor y la Amistad, which translates to the Day of Love and Friendship, which not only focuses on lovers, but on the gratitude of friends, you know? Being grateful to have friends and to be yourself. Be yourself and to love yourself too. Because you can most definitely love yourself. So, how about this Valentine's Day, you know, forget having a partner. Love yourself instead. Because when you learn to love yourself before you love anyone, you can do absolutely anything you set your mind to. I hope that inspired you just a little bit. you know, from the random person sitting in the staircase. Oh, you have to go? That's all right. I'll see you around. And I'm usually sitting alone in the stairs a lot. You might find me here again, and if you do, well, there's always space for two on this step. All right, I'll see you around.